This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Born February 25th in Livingston, New Jersey, our next guest is a comedian, actress, and host who we first met on the hidden camera show, Girls Behaving Badly, going on to host her own talk shows, The Chelsea Handler Show and Chelsea Lately, authoring numerous number one selling books, hosting various Netflix projects, and starring in her own comedy specials. She'll soon be headlining her own residency at the Cosmopolitan in Vegas, but this Sunday night, you can see her live on stage as she brings her Little Big Bitch tour to the Midland Theater. Please welcome Chelsea Handler.
Miss Chelsea Handler, how are you?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You know what? I'm glad you're back in Kansas City. Light this thing up a little bit.
I know. We need to light it up a little bit. I'm on my way.
I'm so glad to have you back. The world is in goddamn flames, and this time I've just pulled the chair out, put the sunglasses on, poured a big bottle of brown liquor, and just said, okay, let's just torch the bastard.
Yeah. Okay, great attitude. I love it. I'm right behind you.
Well, before I was getting all upset, right? Like I was just, the logic wasn't clicking for me, like the craziness, the divisiveness, the weirdness of everything. And then I just was like, you know what? You can't do a goddamn thing. You got one vote in a full liquor cabinet. Just ride it out.
I know. I'm just pretending the election already happened and everything's fine. I'm just spreading joy, positivity, and love. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to get upset. I want to send good vibrations around. I've been testing this. And when you're in a positive, high-minded mood, you can infect all of the people around you, whether you know them or not. So we've got to keep remembering that.
Yes. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not kidding at all. That's exactly how I rolled into this year. Just going, you know what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to have some adventures. I'm going to live this life. TikTok. Everything is, you know, everything is fleeting, right? Like, just everything. Our lives. Everything.
And the most important thing is, like, this is how I feel about my job now, you know, doing stand-up as one of my main jobs, you know, is, like, I'm there to provide a service. I am there to make everyone forget about all of the craziness that's going on in the world or whatever is in your life that is stressing you out. And I am a purveyor of joy and happiness.
And
I started doing stand-up again, like, during COVID when we were really kind of in another funk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you realize, like, when you get on the positive train, you can really bring a lot of people with you. And, like, one of the best things for me to see when I'm on stage is, like, seeing two strangers, you know, sitting next to each other in the theater and who don't know each other, who are, like, hysterically laughing together next to a stranger. To me, that's my favorite thing to see.
Without a doubt, man. I mean, listen, this world's tough. And again, what was the old saying? Like, don't take it so seriously. Everyone's going to die. Like, there's no way out of this. So you just have to roll with it. And that's the thing I love. I love a lot of things about you, Chelsea, obviously. But, you know, your stand-up is great. It always has been great. And it's original and it's true. And it's that social mirror, man. It's that Carlin-esque look at the world. It's that Lenny Bruce look at the world. And it makes me laugh. It's absurd. But then your sense of adventure is like, that's right up my alley. Dude, travel is the thing.
Oh, that's so nice. I love that. Thank you.
But you know, I mean, I've been to Peru. We went there for New Year's Eve a few years ago. A buddy of mine went for a couple weeks in Peru, landed in Lima, jammed out to Cuzco, got acclimated, did some cocaine, and then jumped to Peru. Dude, listen, the worst thing they could have ever told us was you can each have 2 grams of cocaine in your pocket. I was like, what? What? And so,
oh, my God, I didn't know that. I would have had cocaine in Peru had I known about the opportunity. I thought I was just there. I went there to do ayahuasca, so that was a different kind of, you know, trip.
We did too. So we went to Iquitos. So we went up the Amazon for a couple hundred kilometers.
Oh yeah, Iquitos. Yes.
Yeah, and that's And that's where we found the ayahuasca, and that's where it happened. And
oh yeah, that's fun.
Oh, well, I grew up, you know, doing acid and eating mushrooms. And so for me, that it was a natural progression, but it was a big jump. I mean, that was a big boy jump into a much bigger world.
Well, you know what I was scared of? When I went to Peru, first of all, ayahuasca is kind of like all about snakes. You know, whenever you see like their iconography about it, it's like always snake related. And I have a snake phobia. So I thought I was going to kill two birds with one stone when I went to Peru to do ayahuasca, which anyone can watch on Netflix. It's a special. Chelsea Does Drugs, it's called. And I went up there and I thought I was going to combat, not only do ayahuasca, but during my ayahuasca trip, I was going to combat my fear of snakes. And I was intent on having our guide find me an anaconda so I could just come face to face with my fears. It wasn't as easy as you would think to find an anaconda.
No, you know, because they take you through the walk, right? Like all your spirit animals, a condor, the serpent, everything. Yeah, because it's and then you realize you kind of ride both of those fences of like I'm in it and I'm being taken over, but I'm also have the last part of my brain is still holding on, and you realize you're being taken orally through this story, but they're the ones putting the thoughts in your head. They're leading you to your own conclusions. And so, yeah, it was a strange 6 hours for me. It was definitely over the top.
Yeah, ayahuasca is not my, like, I liked it. I had a great experience, but that's not my drug, you know? Like, I don't need to, some people go into the woods in Peru and they don't come back for like 3 or 4 years because they do ayahuasca like twice a week. I don't need that kind of feeling, thankfully.
No.
But I was good with doing it once. And whenever people are like, will you come and do a sit with us? I'm always like, I mean, if you make me, but I'm not inclined to do it twice.
Yeah, because it's about the adventure, right? Like, I tried it. Now, what's up next? What's out there now that I can go experience? What else can I see? That's how I view it. You're right. I don't want to get lost in that world. That's a one trick pony. What I want to see is all the things that you can see, experience all the feelings you can feel.
Yeah, right. I'm with you. I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah, no. So but that's what made Chelsea Does so much fun. I mean, because it's not just the fun and the illicit nature of drugs. Going out and looking at racism in a funny but very real way, like really going out and looking at it. So I loved that series. I thought that's my point about you. You were out there adventuring, looking for new stuff, looking to find new subject matter, looking to find new ways to entertain.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always looking. I'm also looking to keep myself interested. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta, like, when I'm bored, it's not interesting. If I'm intrigued, then I know the audience will be intrigued. It's just like stand up. If you're in a good mood and you're ready to perform, like, you know what I mean? People are ready, it's infectious.
Well, that's it. I mean, I'm telling you guys, this Sunday, you should come. I mean, the Midland Theater, what a beautiful place to see Chelsea Handler. It'll be an incredible show. This one will sell out, guys. It's this Sunday night, October 27th, 7 o'clock is the gate at the Midland Theater. And it's been years, it's been far too long since you've made it back here.
I know. I'm wrapping up this end of the tour, and I'm hitting all the cities I haven't hit in a long time.
Right,
so I'm very excited. I always love coming to Kansas City. People in Kansas City are beautiful and wonderful.
When you roll out, do you take a vacation after this? Where do you go? What's your next big plan on a personal level?
On a personal level? Well,
yes.
I just got off of a vacation, so okay. I'm actually in work mode. And then once ski season hits, I go to Whistler. So I'm banging this out, and I film my special for Netflix. So this will be, I think Kansas City is one of the last shows before I film my Netflix special in New Jersey. And then I go to Whistler for in mid-December for like a month.
Good.
So I get to ski.
Good on
with
you.
My top off. You know, that's my special sauce.
Listen, you come by here anytime. You want to chat, you want to talk it up, you're just bored, you're still awake some morning, man, you're always welcome to just show up, man. You're always welcome here, Chelsea.
Oh, thanks, buddy. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Anytime. Chelsea Handler, guys, this Sunday night at the Midland Theater.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.